Area first responders had to rescue a person from a flooded area yesterday. According to a post on the Johnson County Fire Protection District's Facebook page, at 4:45 yesterday afternoon, personnel from Station 6 and the Water Rescue Division were dispatched for a water rescue in the area of Northeast 1075th Road and Northeast 1251st Road in northeastern Johnson County. A subject was trapped on top of their vehicle, which had been swept off the roadway into a flooded field. Water rescue personnel entered the flood water and retrieved the subject from the top of their vehicle and swam them to safety. There were no injuries from the incident. Some have been reopened to traffic, but numerous roadways in the KMMO listing area remain closed due to flooding. According to the MoDOT Traveler Information Map, there are closures in Saline, Carroll, Sheraton, Cooper, Howard, Lafayette, Pettis, and Johnson counties. You can read the complete list with the posting of this story on our local news page at KMMO.com or on our Facebook page. An Ionia man who allegedly killed a woman in Benton County on May 15th has been charged with two felonies. He entered a plea of not guilty during his arraignment hearing on Tuesday of this week. According to a news release at approximately 7:30 p.m. on May 15th, authorities responded to a residence in Ionia where a woman said 45-year-old Travis Henderson was pointing a shotgun at her. Upon arrival, 47-year-old Christy Clark was found deceased from apparent gunshot wounds. Online court documents say Henderson has been charged with a Class A felony for first-degree murder and an unclassified felony for armed criminal action. The judge has ordered no bond. Henderson's next hearing is scheduled to be held at 8 a.m. Tuesday, June 11th at Benton County Circuit Court. Saline County Treasurer Marty Smith gave the sales tax report for May during a recent meeting of the County Commission.
This month we received $87,334.10. That is down over $5,700 from last month, and it's down over $700 from same period last year. Our law enforcement tax, we received $64,762.97. That is down over $5,000 from last month, and it's down over $1,200 from same period last year.
Smith continued.
Our use tax, we received $48,712.58. That is up over $20,000 from last month, and it's up over $26,000 from same period last year. Our law enforcement sunset tax, we received $21,972.30. That is down over $1,200 from last month, and it's down $62 from same period last year.
Smith also reported the county received $86,349.99 in the economic development sales tax. That was down just over $5,600 from last month. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.